It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Yesterday, Mayor Luke Ravenstahl held a press conference announcing the city's filing legal challenges to UPMC's tax exemptions. This is what the mayor had to say.
Here we have this conglomerate of UPMC who defines itself as this global $10 billion healthcare provider not paying their fair share. Enough is enough, and today is the day that we start to fight back.
In the past, we've addressed whether nonprofits should pay taxes. One of our guests during that discussion was Karen Shastri, Associate Professor of Business Administration at the Katz Graduate School of Business at Pitt, who joins us by phone. Karen Shastri, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
We won't ask you to take sides on this issue, but does the city have a valid argument in challenging UPMC's tax-exempt status?
Well, as you said, I won't be taking sides on this, and I think that both of them have valid reasons for wanting to do what they do. If you look at UPMC as being a viable part of the city, that also means that they're utilizing a large number of the services in the city. And as a result, because they are tax exempt, it's not clear how they are actually paying, if they're paying at all for those services. It's not very likely that they are. So there seems to be some valid argument for the city to be able to go after them. And we know that they do have funds related to it, related to their operations. So in that sense, they should have the ability to pay.
What argument can UPMC make to retain its tax-exempt status?
Well, I know the big thing that Ravenstahl and the people supporting him had said was that they did not believe that they fulfilled all the requirements for the hospital utilization project. That is a law that went into effect in Pennsylvania quite a few years ago. And part of it, there's five different pieces that they talk about. They would qualify if they advance a charitable purpose, donate a substantial portion of their services, if they benefit a substantial class of people who are in legitimate need of charity, if they relieve the government of some of its burden, and if they operate entirely free of profit motive. Now, we know they have the profits, but if you don't have profits, you won't be able to sustain yourself and grow. So that's important. It doesn't matter whether you're a for-profit or not-for-profit. And if you look at the information that they actually have on their tax return, they are required to provide information related to financial assistance. You do see that they provide some amounts of financial assistance. Now, I haven't gone in and dug into any of the details related to what those numbers actually do mean, because I know that everyone's saying that, well, I guess it's like less than 2% of the revenues that they say that they're providing as this financial assistance. However, according to the rules, it appears that they are doing what they are supposed to be doing. And in that case, I would believe that they may be able to beat this fight all the way through.
The mayor ticked off a list of five criteria that need to be met, and I think that based on what he said and what you're saying, that UPMC meets maybe three of the five?
Yeah, I'm not sure which ones he specifically said that they did or did not meet. I think he was arguing that they do not necessarily operate entirely free of profit motive. And that's one of the things that I would, if I was a UPMC, I would argue that if you don't plow your profits back into the business will not be able to sustain itself, number one, nor will it be able to grow. The other thing that I think the mayor had argued was that some of the business within UPMC is for-profit, and it's not unusual for a not-for-profit to have some activities that also are for-profit. And so, you know, I think that's one of the arguments that he was using. The other, I know that they're arguing that they don't feel that UPMC is providing enough services for people that are in need. And that is one, I think, that is going to take some time for them to work out one way or another.
Do you think that this could set a precedent for other nonprofits and cities looking to have them pay taxes?
Oh, most definitely. You know, UPMC is one of our largest employers here, and it's also a very large organization here. But it will set a precedent. There's no question about it. Which way it goes, one way or another, whether it's for UPMC or for the city of Pittsburgh, I think that a lot of nonprofits are going to be looking at that to have a sense of what it is they need to do to go forward and determine whether or not they are going to be forced with paying property taxes as well as the payroll tax that the mayor was referring to. And I think other cities as well will be watching to see what the outcome is for this.
We've been talking with Karen Shastry, Associate Professor of Business Administration at the Katz Graduate School of Business at Pitt. Karen, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Paul. It was nice talking to you.
Joining us now, Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Jeremy Boren, who covered the mayor's announcement yesterday. Jeremy, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Mayor Ravenstahl made a point of characterizing this as a David versus Goliath kind of fight. Is it?
Yeah, I would say it is, just because of the vast resources that UPMC has and the money that they've already invested in marketing campaigns and pamphlets and flyers to try to show that they do give a lot of money to free patient care and other charitable purposes.
What about the timing of this announcement? Mr. Ravenstahl estimated that if UPMC paid the 0.55% payroll tax and property taxes on land that's exempt, Pittsburgh would net roughly $20 million a year. Is the mayor looking at making up some sort of budget shortfall here?
I don't know that it's pegged to a specific budget shortfall. The city, for the last several years, ever since it went into state receivership in 04 and 05, has been looking to nonprofits to contribute some money, payments in lieu of taxes is what they call them. And UPMC has been a part of that with a collection of about 100 other nonprofits that got together and agreed to donate some money. They didn't have to do this, but they agreed to do it. And the amount from all of them, I think, at most in a given year has totaled somewhere between $5 or $6 million, and it's sort of dropped off in recent years. So that could be one of the motivating factors, is that these nonprofits, these payments in lieu of taxes, have been reduced. And so presumably UPMC's role in that has as well. He also said that the Supreme Court recently affirmed some case law on this in Pike County, where the county there was challenging whether a particular nonprofit deserved to be tax exempt, and the county prevailed, and it was all based on this the test that Karen mentioned earlier.
This legal battle won't end with the mayor's administration bowing out at the end of this year. Mayor Ravenstahl has announced he will not seek re-election, so this is going to extend into the next mayor's term.
Right.
How does that affect this whole situation?
Well, the interesting thing here is that pretty much everyone in the race, as far as I can tell, agrees with the underlying principle that the mayor put forth yesterday, that UPMC should be contributing more to the city. And whether that means getting them declared as a for-profit enterprise or simply brokering some sort of settlement where they end up contributing payments in lieu of taxes, I think at least on the Democratic side, all of the mayoral contenders have said that they have indicated in the past, at least, that they'd be interested in following that same line. The ones I talked to yesterday did. That council president, Darlene Harris, Michael Lamb, the city controller, Bill Peduto, city councilman, to name a couple of them.
State Senator Jim Furlow joined the mayor and talked about the seven-figure salaries UPMC executives make. Is that unusual, though, for executives at nonprofits to make big bucks?
Well, maybe at nonprofits in general it is. UPMC has said that they pay their executives market rates, competitive market rates, and they don't think that it's a gratuitous amount at all. It would be difficult to compare them to other hospital systems, but according to UPMC, if you did, they'd be in line.
Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Jeremy Boren. Jeremy, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.